Okay. Anyway, don't know why I picked this topic, but someone was asking me something about this, so decided to talk about it. The question is, a person goes ahead and has certain disappointments in life. And especially, we're talking about disappointments in Ruchnius. But it could be disappointments in Gashmius. It's probably the same thing. But in this particular, we're focusing on disappointments in Ruchnius. So how do you deal with the disappointment? So usually, it's not so difficult. I don't say it's not so difficult, but it's usually a person's own fault. He realizes it's his own fault. So when people realize it's their fault, somehow you can accept it, okay? Listen, that's the price I paid. I didn't study, so I flunked the test. That's okay. You know, I'm very disappointed that I flunked the test. I'm very disappointed I got a bad grade, and I'm very disappointed, but I don't understand why, you know, because I stayed up all night instead of studying, and I played whatever game all day. So, okay, so it was coming to me. So in that sense, people can accept their disappointments when they understand that it's coming to them. The question that was presented is, how does one deal with a disappointment when it's not my fault? It was fakir. I did everything right, and it was supposed to happen. And then, because of some outside factor, right, my chavrusa messed me up, my Rebbe messed me up, someone else stabbed me in the back, whatever it is, you know, things don't work out. I know there was a case, it happened really in one of our branches, but the same thing happened maybe a little bit easier to degrade in Israel. There was a yeshiva that was a very successful yeshiva. By that branch it happened to, it wasn't a successful branch anyway. But the yeshiva was a very successful yeshiva, and it was a high school yeshiva, Yeshiva Ketana, and two kids went ahead and they went for a joyride. They basically took someone, or the Kodo guys, whatever, car, without permission, and they decided to go for a ride. Obviously, they didn't have any, never drove before. It's like fun. And they got into an accident, and one kid got killed, and the other kid didn't, you know, got very seriously injured. Basically, the entire yeshiva had to close up because the stigma was so bad. It was all over Yerushalayim. So here you got, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. I wasn't the Rosh Yeshiva, but, you know. I go ahead and I kill myself to build up this yeshiva. And now, because some kid, nothing to do with me, does something stupid, and now my whole yeshiva closes. You know, I spent 20 years of my life building up this yeshiva, and now that's it. Why? Because what he did. And it was happened in one of the branches to something like that, but a little different. But the first Taoists, those who know they're the yeshiva history. But okay. But anyway, but the Maisa, so how do you deal with those kind of disappointments? That was the question that was presented. And Mameda, so you can learn out to there the other disappointments. So the first thing, I think it's a very important to hear, that when these things happen, we get all flustered because it's like such a, you know, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. You know, I was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. I was supposed to be elected president, and then I don't know who messed me up. Right? I know so many people messed her up. You know, Sanders messed her up. The Attorney General messed her up. You know, all these people, the Russia messed her up. You know, everyone. You know, if not for those people, all those crazy people. Was it what's this guy called? Whatever the guy who leaks the leaks.
WikiLeaks.
You know, everyone messed her up. So anyway, I have here a Rashi. I think it's a Gevaldik Rashi. We have in this week's parasha, Moshe goes up to Har Sinai. Now, can you imagine your Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's entire greatest pleasure in life is Ruchnius, right? We think we're into Ruchnius a little bit. You know how much Moshe Rabbeinu was into Ruchnius? Can you imagine the pleasure, you know, that Moshe had? You know, there's some story about some gadol that says, "What? I don't understand what Adam Haba will be. What can be more better than a Gemara with a Shtender, right?" So, you know, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. 40 days, 40 nights, he doesn't eat. Right? What happens? Bnei Yisrael, while he's away, Bnei Yisrael do some Aveira. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu is on top of the world, literally, right? Mamish, on top of the world. And Hashem tells him, Leich rei mi gedulascha, v'al nidach ha'gdura b'shvinam, v'ois l'shon nisnada Moshe bezen shomayra. And Moshe is invited in to join Beis Din Shamayla. Can you imagine that? He's sitting together with the Malachim and arguing and learning and Pshat and Tosfos. And all of a sudden, Moshe, out! Get out of here! Throw it out! You have the next Rashi. That Rashi says that there's a pasuk in Dvarim, Vayedaber al Mishach Malach from some time of the Meraglim, Ad Khan, this was Cheta Egel, got thrown out of Beis Din Shamayla. But by the Meraglim, until the end of the 40 years, the Nemer of Eidaber and of Ayomer. The Nam Nechol Shekol Lamed Cheshana, Shoy Yisrael Nezufin and Yachin Imo Adibar, but Oshin Chiba upon him, of Yishav Adas. So that for all the last, basically the last 38 years of Moshe's life, which should have been the peak of his life, you know, we reached the highest Madrega, should have had the most ruchnius, you know, as he's going up. He was, basically, he did not get the nevuah in the chiba form that he was used to, upon him. So here, I think it's like, it's a to hear, I think it's a very nice to hear, that Moshe Rabbeinu, basically, you know, we complain when this happens to us. It happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, not just to Hillary Clinton, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is on top of the world. He is sitting in Beis Din Shamayla. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu peh el peh. He's having the greatest nevuah. He's having the highest level of dveikus, the highest level of kedusha, the highest level of everything. And then what happens? Bnei Yisrael do the chayta ego. Okay, thrown out of Beis Din Shamayla. They do the chayta meraglim. Thrown out, no more nevuah of this highest level, right? It doesn't say why Moshe Rabbeinu did not get depressed. It doesn't say here, but just the concept that it didn't just happen to me. You know, I'm the only guy this happens to. It happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, that itself takes away. I think that takes away a large part of the. Of the aggravation. When a person thinks he's the only unlucky person in the world that this happens to, you know, then you get all upset. But if you hear that this is a very, very, very common case. I don't want to start quoting all kinds of cases, but I've been around the block a little bit. There are many cases that this has happened. I know many people. I know people who had organizations that their whole organization had to close up basically because the dumb secretary in the office forgot to open a letter. And really didn't open it. It was an important letter from the government, and she just didn't bother with it, or she opened it and just put it away, and then the whole, you know, organization went bankrupt, basically. Whatever it is, you're not bankrupt. You know, things like this happen all the time. And okay. Yeah, it's something. So if a chas v'shalom happens to you, it's not crazy. It happens. You have to be like, and that itself takes away a little bit of the pain. But I have a different answer.
Why does everything that takes away from the pain?
Because human nature, when something weird happens to you, that nothing happens to anyone else, you get much more angry. But if this is, you know, like if everybody, if it happens to everybody, if you get a weird illness, so you're very upset. But if it's a normal thing that people get this illness, you know, person person and he's young, he gets an illness, and young people never get this illness, you can, why did I get this problem? You know, it's not fair, not right. But if it's a normal thing that people, when they're 80, they have arthritis, so a person when he's 80 and he gets arthritis, I don't think he enjoys it, but he's not so angry.
Because other people went through it and therefore...
No, he just knows that it's not like he's being singled out and being gypped. You know, this is, okay, that's how the world was created that way. So the realization that this is a, as you go through life, it's a normal thing. It's not like Hashem, you know, some Hashem did some weird thing to you that you were hit by lightning. Okay, anyway, I do think that takes away. But I wanted to say a different part, and that's this Yirmiyahu. Let's read this kapitul in Yirmiyahu. I think it's like an amazing kapitul in Yirmiyahu. I heard this kapitul from, I think, I don't remember. I think it was from Rav Zuckerman, I think. Okay. Hadavar asher dibir Yirmiyahu Hanavi al Baruch ben Neriah. Who was Baruch ben Neriah? He was apparently Yirmiyahu's shamish, right? In other words, seems that the Nevi'im, Eliyahu had Elisha, Moshe had Yoshua, so the minig was that a Navi had a shamish, a person who took care of him, and he was the took usually not just a shamish, but he was his Talmud, Muvik. And when the Rebbe was Nifter, then the Talmud stepped up to the plate. He was a Navi in training, right? Yoshua was from Moshe, was it Moshe's Talmud, and then when Moshe was Nifter, Yeshua takes over. Elisha was to Elio, and then Elio dies, he takes over. So Baruch ben Neriah was apparently Yirmiyahu's main Talmud, so to speak, and successor, so expected, etc. So Hashem sent the Nevuah with Yirmiyahu to Baruch ben Neriah. Okay. Koama, because was from Eid al Sefer, Mepir, Yo, K. Mishnas, or Visi, Hokam, and Yod, Mayud, don't name more. Koama, Hashem, and okay, Israel, Alecho, Baruch. This is what Hashem, Yirmiyahu is telling Baruch, this is a message Hashem is sending to you, Baruch. Amarta, you said, Oy Nali, Oy Ve. You were complaining, fetching. Ki Yosef Hashem Yogon Amak Avi. Because Hashem added pain on my sorrow, my wounds. Yogati bin Banchasi. I worked hard. Uminucha lo yuatsasi. And I didn't find any menucha. So Rashi says, Lo shor salav shchina ninave. In other words, I worked hard. I was a good Talmud to Yirmiyahu. I did everything I was supposed to do, and I didn't get nevuah. Kimo v'tenech aleihem aruach. So the nucha means the word tena means the ruach, the nevuah. Ma nishnein esi mitalmidei neviim. Why am I different than any other talmidei neviim? Yoshua shimis as Moshe, nachan av ruach ha-kodesh. Elisha shimis as Eliyahu, nachan av ruach ha-kodesh. Right? So apparently, Baruch ben Neriah has this complaint that it's not fair. Right? It's amazing. We think he's complaining. I should be a Navi. I should be the God of Adar. I should be, you know, I did everything right. You know, I don't say I went to Brisk and then to Lakewood, you know, but literally I went did everything right, and I obviously he did everything right, and I was Mishamish Yirmiyahu, diligently, and I probably, you know, with precious and everything I have to do to become a Navi, and it ain't coming. What's going on here? Right? He's complaining. In other words, we don't find that Moshe complained. So that's why it's very hard to figure out from Moshe why you shouldn't complain. But here, So Hashem's going to tell him why he shouldn't complain. Okay. Kol tomar enav. So this is what Hashem says. This is what you should tell him. Kol amar Hashem. That's what Hashem answers. You know, those are everything blacked out with Hashem's name. Hinei asher banisi ani choresh. It basically means a base hamigdash. I think that's what it means. That I build, I am destroying. Yes, asher natashti ani notesh. And what I planted, I'm uprooting. Best koretz, he. What does that mean? I don't remember. And all the places in Eretz Yisrael will be destroyed. And at a time like this, you want gedula, means nevua. Al devakesh, don't desire it. Ki hinni may be ra'al kol basar num Hashem, because I'm punishing all the people. But you'll get saved. Okay. So Rashi says, Tevakesh l'cha gedula, nevuos. Kimo sifra l'chonali as kog agedola. So agedola means nevuos. Another pasuk quotes. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ein kerem ein siyug. If there's no carrots ein siyug, I don't even know what that expression means. Forgot to look it up. What? Kerem, and there's no fence? You don't put a fence around if there's no vineyard? I guess that's what it means. The name Karen ain't sick. If there's no, that's right, because there's no line on the boundary. If there's no vineyard, you don't put a fence. If ain't sign, ain't row it. If there's no sheep, you don't bother having a shepherd. Ain't niglau neviim edab eskusim shal Yisrael. I only give nevuah to neviim because eskusim shal Yisrael. And Yisrael don't deserve it. Yisrael are being defecated, they're being wiped out. So, they don't have this chuz, so how do you expect to be a Navi? Right? So the question that I had was, how does this make Baruch any happier? If anything, he goes ahead, and he had this life dream of being a Navi. And he spent 20, 30, we don't know how many years of his life striving to become a Navi. And now it's supposed to come, and it doesn't come. So he's upset. He's complaining. So Hashem tells him, well, there's a reason. What's the reason? The reason is that Nevuah comes, b'zchus Yisrael, and Yisrael, they're averes. They're being destroyed. If there's no sheep, there's no shepherd. So we can't have a Navi now. Like, how is that supposed to make him any feel any better? You know? I want to be a Navi. If you had told me, Baruch, you did something wrong, you think you did everything right, you didn't do everything right, I can hear that would make him not feel so upset. But you're telling him, you want to be a Navi, well, you can't be a Navi because the people that are being destroyed. What does that have to do with me? So I think that the answer is that what Rashi says, Eini nignal neviim edab eschushem shal Yisrael, means he's saying like this, it's not like in my mashal, my example, I built a yeshiva. The yeshiva should be great. Yeshiva should be great. Except, what if this kid went on a joyride and he caused the yeshiva to crumble? Not for his negligence, he actively blew up the yeshiva, so to speak. That's not what's happening. He's saying, you did not succeed in building up the yeshiva. There shouldn't have been any yeshiva. In other words, the part like this, we usually think that if Hashem gives us something, we get it because we deserve it. Even if we realize we don't really deserve it, it's a gift from Hashem, but we deserve the gift. We also deserve it. I'm such a tzaddik. And so therefore Hashem rewards its tzaddikim. So in some extent, it's coming to me. Obviously, it's a chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem rewards you, but He rewards you because of your mitzvahs. I did all the mitzvahs. It says in the Torah, you do all these mitzvahs, you get this reward. It's a chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that reward. It's matnas chinam, kil rachum v'chanam. But who does Hashem give these rachum, these gifts to? To the tzaddikim. So I'm a tzaddik. I deserve this gift. So why don't... So then if you don't get the gift, you feel very complaining. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Baruch, no, it's not coming to you as because you don't get nevuah because you deserve it. You don't even get nevuah because you're such a tzaddik, you get it as a gift. You get nevuah because they deserve it. And they get the gift. And listen, you got to have it. Someone has to be the Navi. So if you happen to be in the right place at the right time when I have to give a gift to Klal Yisrael, so I'll make you the Navi. Right? You know, it's not that Elisha deserved to be a Navi. It's not that Yehoshua deserved to be a Navi. It's not even that Moshe deserved to be a Navi. It's not even that they deserve to get the gift of being a Navi. No one deserves it to be it. It's purely... It's not even coming to you as a gift. There's a cheshbonus. It's for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael deserve it. Okay, so Klal Yisrael deserve it. Hashem has to make someone the Navi. Okay, Yeshua was the most roy person at that time, so he got to be the shliach, the one that was picked to be the Navi. But he didn't become the Navi because he deserved it. So he's saying to you, what are you complaining? You're complaining, I worked so hard, it's coming to me. It's not coming to you, it was never coming to you. It was never even coming to you as a matana, as anything. Nevuah doesn't come to you. You have, it doesn't, no matter how hard you worked, it doesn't come to you. Right? It's not like, but he got it. He worked and he got it. It wasn't because it was coming to him either. He got it because special cheshbon that Klal Yisrael had to get it. Right? Anyway, to me, that's a very good, in other words, way of not getting down. When we feel that it's coming to us, then we get very upset. It's coming to us either because we think that, Abiderech HaTeva is coming to us, or we feel it's coming to us because we're such tzaddikim, because, what do I mean? This is what happens. But if you're there, that Alpiderech, really, it's not supposed to be coming to us. It's not even supposed to be coming to us as a gift. We believe, let's take an example, the most simple example in the yeshiva. The yeshiva, the guy's going to our bat zaira. Guy goes into our bat zaira, and he looks around, and his friend, Yanko, starts a branch, and it succeeds. So I'm just as good as Yanko. I'm just as big as a tzaddik as Yanko. I'm just as big as a Talmud Chacham as Yanko, right? I work just as hard, and I start, and it doesn't succeed. So I got a taina. How come he succeeded and I didn't? You can't have any taina, because he didn't succeed necessarily because it was coming to him. He succeeded because it was coming. He opened up in, he opened up in Miami. Hopefully it was coming to Miami. But you opened up in New Haven. It wasn't coming to New Haven. That's what Yeshiva said, that New Haven wasn't Zeicha. He used to always say that. When you get there, New Haven wasn't Zeicha to have a yeshiva. He used to say no more than that. But basically, there was some mice in New Haven. But he used to say that what was Goyrim. That there was a mice in New Haven like 50 years ago. And because of that, he said they couldn't have a yeshiva. But New Haven wasn't Zeicha. So all the work, Rabbi Kalter worked, killed himself in New Haven, and Rabbi Edelman killed in New Haven, they didn't succeed. It's because, not because, it was because New Haven didn't have the schuss. You're upset, and New Haven didn't have the schuss. What do you want to, can you be upset? Right? It's a very, I happen to think it's a very important thing, especially for the guys in Queens. I think one of the biggest problems we're running, okay, I got to finish it. The one of the big problems in the yeshiva, this is a very funny thing to say, is that the yeshiva is being too successful, which is Baruch Hashem. Meaning when I was in the yeshiva, the yeshiva was basically being a failure in all its endeavors of branches. Eretz Yisrael was successful. Okay, that was the Eretz Yisrael successful. But besides that, everything was a failure. Come on. New Haven closed. Rochester was on the rocks. That was a joke, by the way. You know. Okay. You guys don't laugh. I got to make a point. Okay. Los Angeles, Rabbi Cohen was terrible fighting. It was like crazy going on there. There was Milwaukee, you know, there's a few other, I think there was a place in New Orleans that closed, Montreal closed, the Dow is closed. Kemat, every branch that was open was closing. I remember when I was leaving Dakota, a good friend of mine told me, whatever you do, don't go to a branch, because it's the Shiva's pipe dream, and it's just kill yourself, and it's a waste of time and energy. Don't kill your life going to one of these branches, you know. A friend of mine, a good Choshua guy, told me that. Anyway, so when you went to a branch, you went when Tinek fell. Then I forgot Tinek. Then there was an attitude that you know we're gonna kill ourselves because we have to do. But Mistaba, you know, okay, very good chance it won't work. But okay, we'll try. Gotta try. And even if it works, it wasn't like any of the branches were, you know, okay. So they were on a very, even those that were working were very schwach. So now the yeshiva Baruch Hashem has some braces. They have these, you know, Miami has 1,000 students, if you count the high school, in the elementary school. Say, oh, why can't I? And Boca is booming, and right, and let's say, oh, you know, Milwaukee, and then this place. So you say, oh, yeah, of course, I'm going to start a branch. It's going to, of course, I'll succeed. It's a very, very unhealthy. I'll be derech hateva, things don't succeed. And it's not, and also it's not coming to you to succeed. If you're in the right place in the right time and you get tzchus harabim, and okay, maybe you'll succeed. Be'ez Hashem, you'll succeed. But you can't go ahead when a person goes with the attitude that of course I'm going to succeed. It's very dangerous. Even for small things, so even though they say, of course I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham, of course. Now, on one hand, we do believe you got to be lo matzasa al tamin. But lo matzasa doesn't mean that you're going to become the God of Adar. Lo yagat matzasa means that you'll succeed in becoming a Talmud Chacham, but that's a certain level. But guys want much more than that. Guys want, you know, that they want, they're not satisfied with, you know, okay, that you're a Talmud Chacham, that you know how to learn, that their expectations of people. Now, there are Be'ezus Hashem. You're supposed to want. A person's supposed to have drive. I want to be like Rav Moshe Feinstein. I want to be the God. A person has to have drive. If you don't have drive, you won't get anywhere. And it's a sign of being machshev something. If you're machshev it, you have a drive for it. If you don't have a drive, it's because you're not machshev it. So a person's supposed to have a drive, but you're not supposed to feel, I guaranteed I'm going to get there. There's no guarantees. You need tremendous siyata d'shmaya. You need whatever cheshbainis, zchus harabim, and sometimes, okay, there's reasons that you don't get that siyata d'shmaya. Nothing, even not necessarily your fault. So if you don't get it, you don't get it. You can't complain. No one ever promised you. No one ever guaranteed you. You have to do as much as you can, and you have to try. And if something out of your control goes wrong, so that's the way it is. That's the way it is. It's a little tricky thing. You're supposed to strive for it, and you're supposed to want it, and you have tremendous desire for it. And I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu was his greatest dream, and he's, you know, wanted to be, you know, to be. But if I don't get it, I can't complain, because there was no reason why I should really get it. It's possible I'll get it. It's possible Hashem will give me a matana. It's possible. But I can't complain if I don't get it. Because no one promised it to you. It's not coming to you. And it's not that you deserve it. You deserve to be a Rosh Hashiva. You're such a tzaddik. You deserve to come a Rosh Hashiva. You deserve to have a yeshiva. Rav Moshe Feinstein, a little yeshiva. You deserve to have a bigger yeshiva. Rav Moshe Feinstein. You deserve to be, you know, to be whatever it is. You know, there were many, many much bigger gedolim than had much less. And Pshat is because Edomai. There are some people for some reason. They're in the right place at the right time. It's like I don't want to go overboard. We got a chush of see him. But you know that guy. He said there's a guy. You know, person opened up a shul, and the neighborhood explodes. So he gets a big shul. I open up a shul. My neighbor doesn't explode. I don't get a big shul. He happens to be in the right place in the right time, but it's not because of him, and it's not because of me. Sometimes it's just okay.
I think if someone told Baruch Benir when he was a little kid that it's totally unsupposed, he wouldn't be Mishamish with Yirmiyahu, or
no? I think he would have. He would have because listen, you're going to Gan Eden. You do what you're supposed to do. You're going to be a tzaddik. You get your schus in Adam Haba, but Nevuah is not totally on your schusin. That's right. Nevuah is extra. It's a spent. Now some people do get that extra. We don't say that, and you know, yeah, you hope for it, but it's not. There's no guarantee.
Did you follow your meal because you wanted to go, or you followed him because you wanted to follow him?
I assume both. I assume he did not have any. He wasn't Torah Rishinus. I don't think so. Okay. Let me go. I'll talk to you. I got to stop because I got to go.